I appreciate the presence of each and every one of you, but especially our visitors. I hope that you leave more encouraged than you were when you first came here. We just sung the hymn, "He Loves Me So," which opens with the line, "Why did my Savior come to earth?" So that asks a very straightforward question. Why did Jesus come? Tonight, we're going to take a look at just three of the numerous reasons why. First, Jesus came to fulfill. Turn up with me to Matthew 5, and we're going to look at verses 17 and 18. Here Jesus says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Here, he's telling his disciples that he hasn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. We also read of numerous prophecies in the Old Testament concerning Christ. Turn over with me to Luke chapter 24. And let's look at verse 44. "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me." Here, he communicates that the things written in before time concerning him must be fulfilled. Also, Jesus came to preach. Now, I've been in church practically since I was born, and so it's granted that I've come across some pretty great preachers in my life. Johnny Edwards, which many of you know, Gareth Clare, and obviously my dad. I'd kind of be biased if I didn't say that. But as Chris has taught in class, not really any of them do it like Jesus Christ did. He didn't just deliver a sermon like I am tonight, or like my dad does every Sunday, but with parables, far beyond at least my mind could ever think of, and with miracles as well. Jesus came to preach, but why? That leads me to my last point this evening. Jesus came to save. Turn over to John chapter 12. And let's look at verse 47. John 12, verse 47. "And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Here, Jesus is being quite direct with his intentions, which were to save. Also, we can learn from Mark chapter 2. And verse 17, which says, "When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call to the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the most direct that we see this point being proven is in Luke chapter 19 and in verse 10, which says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus came to save. He came to save you, and he came to save me. He fulfilled the prophecy made to Abraham in which all nations of earth shall be blessed. You can obtain the salvation by doing exactly what they did 2,000 years ago, by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized. God also knows that man isn't perfect. Though he was made in the image of God, he's going to make mistakes. So he made a path for you to come home and come back to the fold if you have made mistakes. And if you be in the audience this evening and in need of assistance in any way, known how, then please come forward as we stand and as we sing.